Hey there, Stoic Calm Fam. It's your girl, Avery Hart, back with another dose of daily wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world with grace and a sprinkle of badassery. Today, we're diving deep into the art of self-care, because let's be real, folks, taking care of yourself isn't just a fluffy trend, it's an absolute superpower. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and you're juggling more responsibilities than a circus clown? Yeah, we've all been there. It's easy to get swept up in the whirlwind of life, neglecting our own needs until we're practically running on empty. But here's the thing. If you want to show up as your best self for work, relationships, and even those late-night Netflix binges, you gotta prioritize self-care. So, how do we actually create a self-care plan that sticks? It's not about bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. It's about building a personalized toolkit of practices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Here's the deal. Self-care is not one size fits all. What works for me might be a total snooze fest for you. It's all about finding what truly recharges you. Think about it like this. If you were designing a dream vacation, wouldn't you tailor it to your unique interests and desires? Same goes for self-care. First up, let's talk about physical well-being. This isn't just about hitting the gym, though exercise is awesome. Think about nourishing your body with whole foods, getting enough sleep, we're talking 7 to 8 hours, people. And incorporating movement you actually enjoy. Whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, taking a brisk walk in nature, or mastering the art of yoga, find what gets your body moving and feeling good. Next up, mental well-being. This is where we cultivate that inner zen. Practices like meditation, journaling, and simply spending time in quiet reflection can do wonders for your mental clarity. Think about it. How often do you just sit still and let your thoughts flow without judgment? It's a powerful practice. And don't underestimate the power of disconnecting from screens. Take those breaks from social media, news cycles, and emails, your brain will thank you. Now let's talk emotional well-being. This is all about acknowledging and processing your feelings in healthy ways. It's about creating a safe space for yourself to feel whatever comes up without judgment or shame. Talk to someone you trust, engage in activities that bring you joy, and remember, it's okay not to be okay sometimes. Then there's social well-being. Remember those awesome humans who make life more vibrant. Nurturing your relationships is crucial for a fulfilling life. Make time for meaningful connections, whether it's catching up with friends over coffee, having deep conversations with loved ones, or simply lending a listening ear. And last but not least, spiritual well-being. This one's all about connecting to something bigger than yourself, whatever that might mean to you. Whether it's through nature, art, music, or religious practices, finding meaning and purpose beyond the everyday hustle is essential for a truly balanced life. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, and your alarm goes off. But instead of hitting snooze, we all do it. You get out of bed feeling refreshed and energized because you dedicated some time to self-care the day before. Maybe you had a mindful meditation session, took a walk in nature, or even just enjoyed a cup of tea while listening to your favorite music. That little boost of self-love can make all the difference. Now you're ready to tackle the week with confidence and grace. You feel calmer, more focused, and better equipped to handle whatever challenges come your way. That's the power of a well-crafted self-care plan. So, my friends, remember this. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's an investment in your happiness, your well-being, and ultimately, your success in all areas of life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them with me on social media using the hashtag #StoicCalmSelfCare. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss a daily dose of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it real, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.